Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 25th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Bava Kama, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Shishis. Gates Sheyotza Mitachas Apatish, a spark that flew out from under the hammer of a smith, V'hizik, and that spark caused damage. It fell upon someone's flax and burnt it all. Chayev. The person is Chayev. It's equivalent to throwing a stone. Or an arrow. Gomel shehoyotaun pishton v'avar b'shosarabim. A camel that had been laden with flax, and it goes through a public thoroughfare. V'nichnas pishton l'sechachanos, and the flax that is really overflowing on the camel, it stuck into someone's shop, and got caught on the fire on a candle that was burning in that shop. V'dolka b'ner shelchedvani. Vehidlik is abiran, burnt the whole house down. Bala gomel chayev, the owner of the camel, is liable for damages. He put too much flax on it. That's caused the damage. That's why it got caught on the candle. Hiniach hand chenvoni nerem mibachutz. What happens if the camel's going through with flax and nothing would have happened, but the shopkeeper put his candle outside? He kept it on the outside of his shop. Hachenvoni chayev. Now the shopkeeper is liable. And he's liable to pay not only for the damage caused from the house that burned down, but also for the damages for the loss of the flax, of the material that the camel was carrying. Because he left his candle outside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'nei Chanukah Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. During most of the year, yes, he agrees. But if this happened during Chanukah, and the shopkeeper will put his candle outside. It's a mitzvah to put the candle. Pesach b'ayis mechutz, as the Gemara says, mitzvah to put the candle outside the house. Then he would be exempt because he had every right to put it outside his shop or his house. Despite this, the halacha, the Rambam Paskins, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tana Kama. Yes, he may be able to put his candle outside, but he's responsible for damages caused by it. Perek Shvi'i. Mishnah Aleph. From here till the end of the Masechta, we're going to deal with laws of geneva, of stealing, of injury, of causing injury, gezeila, and the difference between geneva and gezeila. In the laws of geneva, geneva means to steal something by stealth. A person puts his hand into someone's wallet without the other fellow watching. That would be geneva. Now, when two kosher witnesses testify that they saw geneva took place, then And the person's caught. They bring him to court and they testify against him, and he has to pay double, as the Torah says. He has to pay double. He tried to cause a loss to someone else. Not only does he pay the amount that he stole, but he pays an extra amount, so he loses what he tried to gain. The mitzvah of paying kefil applies to all matters that are stolen. However, when it comes to the liability for shor or seh, for an ox or a sheep, where a person pays a bigger penalty, that only applies to an ox and a sheep, as we'll soon see. Meruba midas tashlume kefel mimidas tashlume arba v'chamisha. The application of the punishment of the penalty of paying double has more or wider. Has a wider application than the penalty of paying 4 or 5. In what sense? Now, when we say 4 or 5, we're talking here about if a person stole someone's animal, a shoyer stole someone's ox, and shechted it. So he has to pay 4 times or 5 times the ox, the value of the ox, to the owner, or a sheep for that matter. But this applies. Shamidas tashlumei kefil nahegas bein bedover shesh berochaim and bein bedover shein berochaim. When it comes to stealing and paying double, the payment of kefil of double applies to anything he steals from his friend, whether it's alive, whether it's something that's not alive. As the Torah says, on any criminality, shor, chamor, seh, salmo, a shor, an ox, a donkey, a garment, he has to pay double. Shalom shneim l'rayu. However, omidas tashlumei arba v'chamisha, the punishment of paying, the penalty of paying 4 or 5 times, 4 in the case of stealing and selling a sheep or slaughtering a sheep, 5 in the case of stealing or slaughtering an ox, this will only apply a very limited application. It applies to animals, living creatures, and within living creatures, within animals, only to an ox or a sheep. Shanamar, as it says, Ki yignov ish shor oiseh utvachoy amacharoy, when a man will steal an ox or a sheep and slaughter it or will sell it. Chamisha bokar, the pasuk continues, the mission doesn't bring this, the pasuk continues, Chamisha bokar, he shall pay five times the value of the ox, tachas ha-shor, the arbat zoin, and four times the value of the sheep, tachas ha-seh. Now it repeats the word shor and seh twice. I mean, it repeats it in the pasuk. It said it in the beginning of the pasuk already. If you steal a shor aseh, then why didn't it just say he shall pay five times tachtov instead of it? But it doesn't. It says tachas aseh, tachas ashor. I beg your pardon. It repeats the word shor, and repeats the word seh to tell you that it's only a shor and a seh that this mitzvah, that this penalty of four or five times applies. A person who steals from a thief does not pay twice, does not pay double, he doesn't pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil not to the original owners, nor to the first ganav. And that's because the Torah says, when talking about paying kefil, the gunav mi beis ha'ish, it was stolen from the house of the man. Then, if the gunner is found, he pays double. And from here we learn from the house of the man, the owner, not if a person steals it from the house of the gunner. That's despite the fact that the chefetz, the object itself, belongs to the owner, but he didn't steal it from the owner's property. It has to be mibesa ish to steal it from the owner's property that will incur the penalty of double. And that's why until that happens, he doesn't pay the kefil. What about to the first gunner? Maybe he should pay kefil to the first thief. No, he doesn't pay to the first thief because the object's not his. And that's even if the owners would give up hope, had yish, they despaired of ever finding it. Doesn't matter. The gunner is not koina, does not acquire an object that is stolen. You need to have what's called shini reshus, a change of ownership. And that could only happen if it was sold or given to someone else. Continues the Mishnah. V'loy ha-toveach v'loy ha-moicher achar ha-ganov mishalm tashlum v'chamisha. Nor does a person who slaughters or sells after it was stolen from a ganov pay four or five times. So if a person steals an animal, an ox, from a ganov, who in turn had stolen that from an owner, and he stole it from the ganov, and he slaughtered it and sold it, this second ganov slaughtered or sold it, he does not pay four or five. Why? Because he's not chayv kefil. As we said before, he's not chayv kefil. It wasn't stolen from the house of the owner. So since he's not chayv kefil, he will not pay the extra leading up to four or five. Why? Because the Torah says, above a chamisha, there's only four or five to pay, not three or four. And since he's not paying kefil, therefore, he doesn't pay the three and four as well. Basically, whenever one pays for kefil, then and only then it can be upgraded to four or five if he does the advanced step of slaughtering or stealing it. But if he doesn't have the payment of kefil to pay in the first place, then we don't put on him the other penalty, the increased penalty of three and four respectively.